calm. Peace. Be still. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience the word of truth and peace to calm any fear. Hello, friends. I want to share today with you a dear passage of Scripture that encourages my heart. I have read or thought about this Scripture practically every day for the past 2 or 3 years. It has calmed my fears and brought great peace to me. It has taught me to trust in the Lord, my light, my salvation, and the defense of my life. As you listen, may the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, speak shalom over your life, your family, and your home. May the power of God's Word and the Holy Spirit bring deliverance from a spirit of fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. May your eyes and ears be open to the Word of God. May your heart be like fertile soil, and this word of peace like a seed that grows into a beautiful, fruitful tree, bringing peace and hope to you, your life, and to others you come in contact with. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. If an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. If war arises against me, in spite of this, I am confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For on the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. He will hide me in the secret place of his tent. He will lift me up on a rock, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer sacrifices in his tent with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, I shall seek your face, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path. Because of my enemies, do not turn me over to the desire of my enemies. For false witnesses have risen against me, and the violent witness. I certainly believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord, for thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. I exalt thee, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May your heart and life be filled with fearless trust in the Lord as you walk in peace today. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com.